We'll go ahead and get started then. For the record, it's, I guess, phase two. Policy meeting then for the North Davis Fire District on July, or no, this is the old date. July, what, 27th?
Yes.
2023. In attendance, we have Gary Pearson, Herb Phipps, Mayor Vincent, Scott Wiggle, myself, Mayor Mattson, Matt Judd, Nancy Smalling, and Mayor Shepherd. We have our chief and deputy with us, our attorney Andrew Blackburn, our district everything, Tom C. Rogers, and our guest with us as well. So, for the first thing, we will go ahead and get started then. We are either construction site, so we will do a call to order, and then Misty, yes, if you want to do it.
Yeah, I'll try now. Bear with me, Kate, because I'm not used to doing this, but I'd just like to say a few words, and then I'd like to share the firefighter's prayer with everybody tonight. I think that would be appropriate. So, Heavenly Father, please bless all of us at North Davis Fire District, and please bless our families and watch over them and make sure that we're safe. We want to thank you so much for watching over and protecting us and our families, and with that, I'd like to share the prayer. Heavenly Father, when I am called to duty, God, wherever flames may rage, give me the strength to save a life, whatever be its age. Help me to embrace a little child before it's too late, or save an older person from the horror of that fate. Enable me to be alert, to hear the weakest shout, and quickly and efficiently to put the fire out. I want to fill my calling and to give the best of me to guard my neighbor and protect his property. And if it according to your will, I have to lose my life, bless with your protecting hand my loving family and my strife. Amen.
Join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Chief. Appreciate that. The first item we have up is public comment. It's so great to always have visitors with us here. Is there anyone who would like to bring any item to the attention of the board tonight?
So I don't have a prepared speech or anything, but I wanted to just stand and I talked to most of our crew and several others, but I wanted to say thank you personally to you guys for what you guys did in the budget this year. It greatly helped many people. I've got several people on my crew that are young, have young families, and the impact that it made on them was unreal. I know that sometimes you guys don't get to hear it. I thought about sending you an email, which I still may type up something personal for me to you guys, but on behalf of them and many others that maybe don't feel as comfortable coming to these meetings as I do, many of them express their appreciation, not only for the raises, but just everything in general in the budget. The tools, everything that we got was huge. The things that we've been begging for years came through this year, and we appreciate all you guys did for it and making that happen for us. So thank you.
Thank you, Captain. Anyone else?
I want to echo what Captain King said. I don't really have anything prepared, but I can speak firsthand for what A-Shift and how appreciative they are, like Captain King just addressed. But, you know, getting these new positions for us is gonna, I don't think you guys understand, at least I hope you do, that the impact that that'll have on us, because we are just running ragged every single shift. And then when it's hot and we're trying to tack on training, it gets exhausting for our crews. And having these extra this extra personnel that we're getting ready to go through the hiring process for, is going to be so impactful. And then the 15%, same thing. We are lucky we get to see firsthand the smiles and the joy that they have. So on behalf of A-Shift at least, I can say thank you, just like that.
Thank you, Captain. And Missy, just I haven't heard any comment else coming in through the website or again request a comment. So go ahead and move on. Thank you. Appreciate that feedback. Next one is the consideration of the approval of the minutes from the June 15th meeting, which you guys have got right here. Any questions or concerns or requests to change anything as, other than what was sent out and drafted?
Chair, I did add on the affidavit, I found who closed the meeting. So I believe that that's who closed the full meeting. So I added those names to the very last of the document from when it went out to you.
Move to approve the minutes as submitted.
Motion from Mayor Shepherd and a second with that from Nancy. Or from Annette. Thank you. A motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
And any opposed? Thank you. We'll add those in 3 minutes then. Next item is a consideration of the approval of the bills for June 23. Any comments from the chief or any questions?
I'll make a motion to approve the bills. I'll second the mayor's motion.
There we go. Thank you. A motion approved from Mayor Madsen and a second from Gary. All in favor?
Aye.
And any opposed? It is kind of weird seeing the, not weird, but crazy, surreal to see the checks that we're writing right now for that fire station. We need to write off on a check that's high six figures and you're like, sure, done. You know, but it's cool to see the station coming along and see that progress. Next item up then is the consideration of the approval of our financial report.
So we're just, you know, this is the through June, so we're at the tail end. Misty's working with Child Richards just to wrap up the end of the last fiscal year. It looks like we're coming in on budget, pretty close on some items, but we had amended those line items. It looks like we're on target for closing out this year. And already ramping up for the next, which we're at call, I think, 23, like around 2,300, 2,350. We're on track to 4,600, 4,700 calls this year.
And thank you. We just heard a comment, just a comment online and just general, just appreciation after that just awful accident. And since you first call volume, just thank you for after that just awful accident in Clearfield.
And I will follow up with the chief.
Okay, well, you're up next, so we'll see if they were to provide you. Actually, can we do a quick motion then to approve the financials?
So good.
The bills. Thank you for keeping me on track. I appreciate that. All right, let's make it official. This is fun. This one is for the motion then to approve those.
So
good.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion from Mayor Shepherd. And was that approved? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
And any opposed?
I just have a few things, and I'll turn some time over to Chief Rains for a couple of things. We, as the board, I think the board's aware, we hired a videographer that did a 1-3 series, which has been very successful. The district, I personally have got all the good feedback from it on online, on the website, everything is really good. We're excited to do the second series, which I think is going to aim more to the firefighters and the diversity of the district and what it is encompassing there, but it's been really good. I've gotten really good feedback. I think Gary, I know Gary was involved, and we actually had Tim help out with it, but I know in the future there's going to be other board members that are included in it. I got nothing but good feedback. Did you, Gary?
Yeah, same.
Yeah. Just a note that our audit has already started. Misty's working with Child Richards, and then we're also having a workman's comp. We're in the process of workman's comp audit as well. But we're moving along fine there. The board wanted to remind the board, you're always invited to have to our badge pinning ceremony. We have a badge pinning ceremony on August 9th. We have a lot of guys to receive their badge. We're way past due. So we're going to have the families here just have a little badge pinning ceremony. So we're excited to get done with that. Also, just to cover July 4th, we pulled it off again. And fun days. We pulled it off again this year. All the work, big shout out to all my crews and everybody. And we actually worked hand in hand with the cities really well. I think it went off really well. We kind of lucked out this year. We didn't have as many calls right in the middle of it as normal, but it was a huge success. Just wanted to also talk about, we did have a very heavily involved working structure fire in Syracuse over by the new temple in that neighborhood area. In fact, two of our units responded to that. Myself and Chief Williams were there as well. Once again, they did just a phenomenal job. We did a great job. They used our ladder truck and our engine, the crews, in this heat like this, they last maybe 5-10 minutes, would you say? I mean, we had to make sure we rehab. Two firefighters were sent to the hospital for some dehydration. They weren't ours, but rightfully so. It was, you just have to switch them out really fast. And then to add to that, that same day, actually, that evening, we had an incident in Clearfield on the trail where a tree fell over and actually fatally wounded a woman that was riding her bike. It was just a fluke. But just to give you a little background on that, I had returned back from the fire. I was just at home, and I usually don't respond on medicals, but I seen a tree fell on somebody. And there was kind of spotty dispatch, like, we don't know if he's still pinned under the tree, any of that, until police actually got on scene, which, by the way, Clearfield PD did an awesome, great job. Anyway, so I decided to just drive up and help out the guys, one of our officers decided to attach another engine company to that because they thought they had a rescue. They were actually going to start getting a heavy rescue coming, but we responded. We responded to two engines, the medics, an ambulance, and the battalion, and the guys started hoofing it down the trail with hydraulic tools and chainsaws, and they got to the victim quick, got her unpinned from out from underneath the tree. Unfortunately, the call didn't go well. She had massive head injuries, but all in all, the guys worked really well under the conditions. In fact, I personally was walking down the trail thinking, is the tree going to fall on me? It was still pretty windy, but they did a great job, and the hospital acknowledged that. But that's kind of an out of ordinary call. Special Ops 42, we have up and running, and unfortunately on that fire, we didn't use it because all of us were at the fire, but that's going to work out well. I don't know if you noticed, but we're moving along on the Station 41 landscaping and upgrade. That's moving along good. I just have, and PD is dealing with this too, we're redoing dispatch templates. Clearfield right now is working on the interlocal with Layton City, which they're going to be passing that on to me, so the board will be looking at that here, I don't know, in the next month or two, probably. But anyway, that's all working out well. It's just numerous meetings and updating radios and all that. So, just a reminder to the board that there's no August board meeting. Turn some time over to Chief Williams.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I'm just going to go over some things that are kind of on my plate. Like he discussed, we have four positions. We did have a firefighter go to Clinton. It was Kate. She was awesome. But she felt like it was a better fit for her lifestyle. She's thinking about having a baby. Kind of wanted a little bit slower and for a busy place, but it's okay. So we lost her. So we now have four positions open. The great thing is we have 23 applicants. So I know that was a thought, like, well, how many people will apply? So this, I don't think I've seen this before. Now, today we had a meeting with our testing team, and we had to dwindle it down. We can't test all 23. So we dwindled it down to 12, and that's actually four more than we normally do. But we feel like if the testing team's willing to stay from 8 to 5, let's find who could fit that, you know, those four positions. So that's really phenomenal. If I was to tell you the reason why, and I think there's multiple reasons why, I think we're raising the bar, raising the standard at North Davis, I think it's getting out. Secondly, I think it's because our social media committee is doing a phenomenal job. I want us to be known, besides the t-shirts that we're doing. I want people, I think this is where we need the public's buy-in. I mean, there's multiple reasons. I want the public support. They deserve it, the taxes they're paying. They need to know where their fire department's in each city. So by doing that social media, we're getting it out there, but it's also being seen by the fire department. So really, I'd like to say thanks to our social media committee. That's Ashley did a phenomenal job. Chief Halvey runs that committee. So really, and Misty and Jamie did a great job on it. So that's gonna be coming August 10th. We'll be testing for four positions. Soon after that, I've got it out. We've got a lot going. I've got a deputy fire marshal position, which we've never done. So we're just about done with the announcement. I've got a lot more work to do on that, but that will be coming. Hopefully, Misty can get it out next week. I try to give about a month so people can prepare to get it in, and then we'll do the test. And I'll be bringing, I will open it up to the outside, and we'll also do it internally. So this FYI, any questions on that position at all? No. So moving along with the fire marshal report, we had the open house October 3rd, so please put that on your calendar. We'd love to see your families, your kids, grandkids come out. We're doing some more things this year to entice the public. We're just doing one this year because of the station. We're going to get that out to the public to make sure everybody understands it's going to be here. And all three cities are invited, and we'll try to do the best we can using the social media platforms, doing letters to schools, and getting it out there. But we've got some great things planned. It's going to be a great night. So, and then lastly, I think just to kind of go back and forth to all the cities, there was some great planning that went involved. So when something runs really well, I know we're going to have, we call it an after action. There's going to be some meetings with all the cities. Just really the planning that went involved in these, the events, that's the reason why it turned out so good. And meetings were well 3 months out, and so that's why they turned out so good. We actually had, I'm sure you heard, a potential shooter or someone that threatened to shoot at the Clearfield fireworks. We had a debrief with the police. So just really did a good job of coordinating with the police department. We had a plan in place the best we could. Captain King did a great job with the plan. IAP, Incident Action Plan, and working with Chief Bennett. So I guess what I'm trying to say is the planning paid off. We were as ready as we could for any large-scale event, MCI, mass casualty incident, that could possibly happen. So a shout out to each city, how the planning went involved, and for them reaching out to us, were phenomenal. So, and like he said, we're fortunate. Hardly any fires, medical calls, just the stars aligned this year. So other than that, the fire marshal stuff is just still extremely busy. We've got some more housing developments going in. West Point, Clearfield, we got the Salt Grass development going on there off of 4500 and 1800. So lots of things still have the building slow down somewhat, but we still have a lot going. But other than that, I'm happy to take any questions you have about the fire marshal position or anything operational-wise, if you have any.
What time did you say open house was, so we make sure you get out time?
The time?
Yeah, the time.
Do we put 5:30?
We decided 5:30 to 8.
Yeah.
5 to 8?
5:30
to 8:30.
Yeah, I think it was 5:30 to 8.
Okay. What day?
Excuse me, October 3rd.
I'll send out a meeting request.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. But other than that, hey, right now things are rocking here. I'm just super excited. I think things are just rolling along. There's some great positive things happening. It's just awesome. So thank you. To just kind of piggyback off what Chief Halley and Captain King said, I think morale is high. I mean, you have those naysayers, a few of them, but for the most part, I think what we've done together has really made an impact, and the district is doing well. And it's being noticed, and that's why we're getting so many applicants. So we've got people coming from Draper. So whatever's happening, I can't really put a finger on it, but it's good. It's a good place to work. So
I've wondered in this heat how well the temporary station is air conditioned. Are we doing okay there?
Yes, we asked them in our meetings, and as far as I know, Chief Halley can speak on this, but as far as I know,
it's good.
Things are good.
The captain's office upstairs still gets pretty warm.
It would.
But I think that's just the nature of the building, just the design and, yeah, and the way the sun is. And when it gets over there in the west sky, it just, it cooks up that ceiling, that metal roof, and it just doesn't really.
Yeah.
But it's comfortable enough that it's survivable.
Okay, all right.
And they, and I had that question asked too, and I do really think that we would probably hear a lot more if we did not see a building being stood up out there.
Oh, absolutely.
You guys are way excited about that. So I think it, you know, they've just hunkered down and made it work. It's been great.
I don't mean to be long-winded, but I do want to give you an update. I just forgot my notes to talk about truck 42, how it's been repaired. That's all back. The ladder's passed. We did have another hiccup, but Chief Weeks and his mechanical skills fixed the problem. It would have cost the district a lot of money. It was an O-ring inside the pump panel that he could get up there and replace. And those are just, we fixed, the good thing is this, that the diagnosis held true to what we thought. When they went into there, there wasn't too much more they found, which you just don't know until you dig into it. So right now, everything's been repaired. There's some small things that we decided to take off and do ourselves, like the lighting, that they want to charge us a lot of money for, that our firefighters could do because of the mechanical skills. So other than that, all of our fleet's doing really well so far. So, yeah, that's all I have.
I have to ask, what's your next fitness challenge? You guys always got something in the
pipe. We should be doing the September 11th stair climb.
You're doing a...
Me and Mr. run another half marathon down in Beaver.
I was going to say, you're doing St. George, or what are you doing?
Well, we're doing one in Beaver, but when I signed up for it, I thought it was Beaver Mountain up that way, not down south, and now we're going down south.
I guess I should have told him, huh?
part of the testing on the committee that we're throwing in there is Captain King does, we give assignments to each. We have the interview committee, we have the medical committee, and then we have the skill committee. Well, Captain King's going to turn more of a fitness. We're finding some of the fitness aren't as in shape as we'd like them to be, and so this, he's going to put a component into kind of a, they call it a CPAT test. I don't know exactly what that stands for, sorry. But it's more of a fitness and a skill set. So we're going to put them, we're not going to do the ladder. We used to raise the ladder, but we got a little sketchy liability-wise. There's just some who could not climb a ladder. So we thought we'll approach that after they get hired to have a little more control of them climbing the ladder truck. So that's one component of the fitness that we're doing. So, but yeah.
Hey, members.
How's the schedule of the building? After going through it today and seeing that it still looks like it's got quite a ways to go, is it closer than what it looks like at this point?
So I was in a meeting today, and I don't know if you heard, but it got pushed out to April instead of Valentine's. But it's all electrical. Gary was there. It's not the conduit or the wiring. It's some switches and stuff that they have said from the get-go. That's what it is. They seem to think that, I think they're telling us April to be safe, but they might get it before then. But it's, I think I was talking to Mayor Shepherd, that's not just our station, it's everywhere. So April is what we're looking at now.
Thank you.
changed the water line drill to be run and make it so covering everything up. So kind of on the move, we're a little short staffed. So if you need to call us, I'll be answering real fast. Please understand.
Mayor Shepherd.
Really? We've got met with a potential company coming into Falcon Hill. Is out shopping right now and get a pretty solid chance they'll end up there. If they do, their initial hiring is about 500 jobs. That's the outside.
Is it
being
with access to closure? Hurry.
All right. Hey, that is it. All of the regularly scheduled items that we have on our agenda. Last item is to consider adjourning into a closed session pursuant to UC Code 5242051A. Discussion of the character, professional competence, or physical or mental health of an individual to complete the annual evaluation for the fire chief. Someone can report a motion to that end.
I'll make that motion.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. This is roll call vote.
Chair.
Oh, yeah.
One thing that we always have to put in that motion by law is where we're going to hold that closed meeting. And so whatever we call this room.
And I think we had a name, like, what are we going to call this? The training? Was it the training room?
Yeah. That's good enough. Okay.
Okay, so that closed session will be held in the training session, state training room at Station 41, 381 North, 3150 West.
Okay. And we have all members present?
Yes, we do.
Okay, and no one absent? Okay, we're good.
Okay, and just remind me who, motion and second?
I motion.
Mayor Vincent, and second for Mayor Batson. Roll call, Gary?
Yes.
John?
Aye.
Mayor Vincent?
Scott? Yes.
Mayor Batson?
Yes.
Annette?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Mayor Shepherd?
Aye.
And me as well. Okay, so I was unanimous. Thank you, everybody.